Clouds are continuing to roll in from the west in advance of our next storm system that will bring some rain tonight and even a wintry mix across portions of eastern Vermont. The weekend overall looks to be a split decision. We'll have some scattered showers, especially north and west of Albany tomorrow, and it will be a fairly gusty day. But by Sunday, high pressure will build in, and that will deliver a bright and sunny day to wrap up the weekend. But before we get to that point, we do have some precipitation to deal with. Scattered showers continue to draw closer. There is still some dry air in place, and it's tending to eat away at some of these showers as they enter our area. But as we work through the next few hours, that dry air will retreat and the moisture will win out. So rainfall is in the forecast for tonight. It's all being driven by low pressure that is moving up through the Great Lakes. This happens to be the same storm system that triggered severe weather in the nation's midsection yesterday and also a snowstorm through portions of the upper plains. That storm will work across eastern Canada late tonight into tomorrow morning. And at the same time, a secondary area of low pressure will develop around New York City. And the flow around that secondary low will tend to hold some cold air in portions of the North Country. So there is that chance for a wintry mix, especially across eastern Vermont. And for that reason, a winter weather advisory is in effect. But outside of that area, it's going to be rain tonight into the pre-dawn hours. By tomorrow morning, the steady and heavy rain will exit the area, but we'll still have some cold air aloft that will work its way across the region during the day tomorrow. So it's still going to be a fairly cloudy day with the cloudiest weather across the North Country, and a few showers will be possible from time to time. By Sunday, high pressure will come in. That will bring us a sunny day with temperatures in the 40s and 50s. Then by Monday, we'll see clouds return. As the storm system draws closer, we will increase our chances for rain, especially later Monday into Monday night. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely. A wintry mix is likely in eastern Vermont from the western slopes of the Greens to the Connecticut River Valley, low 30 to 36. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy, high in the 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Cloudy with rain likely tonight, low in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy, high in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, low in the middle to upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the lower to mid 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a passing shower, breezy, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the 40s and 50s. And on Monday, increasing clouds with an increasing chance of rain, with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.